and I'm DJ Fluffy Fluff's doing an interview today with one of the newest, with the new assistant principal of the high school. He's really iconic around the high school and everything. Yeah, he is. He's really, really famous, actually, at the school.
About famous, but I do know a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
He's practically everybody's friend here at the high school. I'm with Mr. Ewing.
Thanks for having me.
All right, before I actually start asking questions, there's something we usually do before we start the interview.
All right, ready.
As you know, everybody on the radio shows, we have DJ names, like Marcus is a what?
DJ Marky. Mark-y. Okay.
Mine's right. DJ Fluffy Fluff.
Fluffy Fluff, right.
What is your DJ name?
DJ name. I actually have a DJ, you know, because I DJ a little bit. I think I just gave away one of my questions. I do a little bit of DJing on the side, not like serious, not like I've been trained, but you know, because so if you DJ, you have to have a DJ name. So I think mine is DJ Mystery, but it's like MYSTERE.
All right.
So it's like a play on Mr. E. Get it? All right, you see that, Marcus? All right, there it is. There it is. And the E is capital. So it's MYSTER, capital E instead of the Y. There it is.
That's cool. All right. But yeah. Why did you change the schools that you worked at?
Well, it was almost a year ago that folks from central office came to Hake and asked me if I'd be interested in a change. And I told them no. I'm not interested in a change. I loved what I was doing. I loved where I was doing it. We had gotten to the point where we were, you know, really doing things in a way that we thought was moving us in the right direction. And I loved my team and loved the kids, loved the community. But they came back and asked me again if I'd consider it. And we had many long conversations. And to make a long story short, they talked me into it.
What did you really love about it there?
About Hake specifically?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've always worked in middle schools. You know, from the time I decided I was going to major in education, I had always wanted to work with middle school age kids. And I think I actually wanted to teach sixth grade. And so I did 1 year as a permanent substitute teacher in Pattonville at Pattonville High School. And then I had an opportunity to start teaching social studies at Ferguson Middle School in the Ferguson Florissant School District. Now, you know, those kids go to McClure from there, McClure High. And so I came in there and just loved working with middle school age kids, and that's kind of all I ever wanted to do. So, you know, I did that for a long time and loved it. And I love that age group. And so coming here has been a big change, but it's been great because I get to see what happens with so many of you all. Like, you were a student at Hake, Marcus was a student at Hake. I get to see you all on the other side when you're getting close to graduation, you've grown up and you're starting to get a sense for who you are. I mean, that's like a whole different level of rewarding. So, you know, while I enjoyed that, I'm also enjoying this very much.
But wow, I just read this and you went through a whole bunch of questions I actually had down here.
I can go deeper. That's all right. Don't make me anyway.
Oh, well, I'm going to be making up some questions too from the stuff that you say that I don't have right here.
Go for it.
Really, what do you really miss about the middle school, Hake?
You know what I miss the most, and I tell people this all the time. What I really miss is being at a smaller school, you know, fewer students, fewer teachers, because, you know, you all can attest to this. I could go through a school day at Hake and see you guys 5, 6, 7 times, you know, see all the teachers. You know, if people had questions, I could just say, hey, I'll catch you later today. And I would see them. There was no doubt about it. I would run into them at some point. Here, you can go like a week or two without seeing somebody. I mean, if you're not in the right place at the right time, you know, you may never see them. So it's like, I'll see Marcus in the hall and be like, hey, Marcus, where you been? He's like, I've been here every day. You know, we just haven't seen each other because it's so big and there's so many things to do. So I miss that closer knit sense of the community, the school community.
What do you know really what made the school actually come up to ask you if you wanted to change or not? Or was it your decision, really?
Well, I mean, there were some, you know, Dr. Mitchell was principal here, and he was going to move into a position in central office, which he has. He's he assists Dr. Mills Walker in the student services office of you know, the administration center. And so they wanted to have someone come in that wasn't brand new, who knew the students, who had connections with the families and, you know, connections with the community, and who cared about the vision. And, you know, one thing about Ritner, it's really, you know, it's really the Ritner School District is kind of like a village in the middle of this larger city. I mean, you drive through here, when you hit Rock Road and Ashby, you know, from there all the way to Highway 170, you can look out the window and you know everybody. It's kind of weird like that. And so, you know, I've got that, you know, desire to serve here. So they wanted someone who kind of knew the community, knew the flavor. They wanted to have someone come in who was already steeped in the culture. So, you know, my name somehow got out. And there was actually a couple people who told me later that they put my name out there. And I'm like, why'd you do that? Why'd you say anything? But it's ended up being a good thing.
All right. Speaking of Ritner and all that, what school did you go to yourself, actually?
I'm a proud graduate of Parkway North High School. Vikings, class of 94, will be 20 years. A 20-year reunion. Actually, me, myself, and Ms. Cullinane, one of the teachers here, and a couple of other folks who work here in the district were all graduates of Parkway North right around that time. So I attended in Parkway from sixth grade through graduation. And now we're going to be rivals. They're going to be one of our rivals in our new conference next year.
All right. We're going to give it a little break right now. We're gonna have some breaks at this, right?
All right. All right.
We're going to give it a little break now. This is KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, broadcasting live from Ritner High School. And this is DJ Fluffy Fluff.
I'm DJ Marky J.
Go Huskies. DJ Mr. E.
All right, we're back, and I'm here interviewing Mr. Ewing, or DJ Mr. E.
Mr. E with a capital E at the end. You didn't know.
All right, so let's get this started. Where actually did you start at Ritner?
Yeah, I started Hake. I was, said before, I was at Ferguson Middle School, and I had done that 7 years. And one of my mentors, he's actually was the founder of ACE Learning Centers, where the Ritner School District contracts with as an alternative center. And he has one over on the Rock Road. He has several, but one's over on the Rock Road. So he was one of my mentors, and I was actually taking his class in April of 2006. And he called me one day just out of the blue. I'd had his class the night before, and he called me. I said, I thought something was wrong with one of my projects. And he was like, he has this kind of gravelly voice, said, well, you put in a contract or put in an application with Ritner School District? And I was like, no, I hadn't even really thought about even making a move at that time. I was like, no. He's like, well, you need to do that because I put your name out there yesterday, and they're going to have a couple openings at one of their middle schools. And it just so happened to be Hake, which is right down the street from my house. And my wife and I passed there all the time saying, you know what, that'd be a good place to be. You know, and I'd never considered it to be a reality. I wasn't planning on leaving, you know, that year. I was planning on trying to stick around for one more year and teach before I looked for a job in administration. And I applied like that same night. I stayed up all night getting the application together and going online and doing all the stuff. And I probably went, it was like once a week I'd go up to the administration center and see if they got my application. Is everything okay? And are you all thinking about interviewing? I like start harassing the folks at central office. And finally they called me back.
Actually, you said you wanted to be a teacher. What made you actually want to be a teacher?
Well, you know, I was in college already. I had, you know, played football at Lindenwood. Actually, I played with a few coaches who work here in Ritner, and we're all playing football, and I was just kind of doing that, and I was majoring in something else. But every summer I would work with students, elementary school students, through the YMCA downtown. It's like in the middle, I mean, they're all been torn down now, but it's like three housing projects on each side, and then the school in the middle. My aunt was the principal at the school, and so I was trying to get a summer job. So at the end of my senior year in high school, she was like, hey, you can work here with the YMCA, blah, blah, blah. So I, you know, got a job there. And the first year was just okay. It was like, whatever, you know, get a job, make a little money. And I went back the second year. And I just really started liking it. So by the end of the third year, I was just loving it. And I was coming home telling my girlfriend all the time how much I loved working, you know, with these kids. You know, she's my wife now. We've been married 15 years. We'll be 15 years this year. And she was like, you need to think about changing your major. So, you know, we talked about it. And so when I went back in the fall for my junior year, you know, I talked to my advisor about changing my major and, you know, changed it. And took me an extra year to graduate, but yeah, I guess the rest is history.
All right. Where did you actually graduate from college? What college did you go to? And also, would you recommend it to someone that's like about to graduate high school?
Oh, well, I went to Lindenwood. It was Lindenwood College at the time. It's Lindenwood University now. And I actually got my undergraduate degree in social studies and my teaching certificate there. And then I got my master's in secondary administration there also, and loved it. But the thing that was great for me, the thing about that experience that was great for me is it was small, it was close to home. It was far enough away that I could live on campus and kind of just be away on my own, but it was close enough that when I really wanted to see my family or go home and get something to eat or wash my clothes, I could just jump in the car and be home in 15 minutes, which I did many times. So it just depends on what you want to do as a student. I mean, if you want to go away and see someplace interesting, I kind of miss the fact that I didn't go away to an entirely different place, entirely different culture, and have an entirely different experience. I always wanted to go to Florida State, you know, and I actually got accepted there, but they weren't offering me a football scholarship. That wasn't about to happen. And so Lennon would offer me a football scholarship. So I said, okay, I better go here. But I kind of missed out on that. So, you know, you just have to really think about what's most important to you. If you want to be close to your family, close to home, then you need to, you know, find someplace local. If you want to go to a bigger school, you know, if you know what you want to major in, you know, you can go to a lot of places and major in education. But if you want to, you know, practice law when you get older, or if you want to get in the medical field, or you want to do something specialized, you have to really think about what the schools are offering. If you want to be a part of a big culture, you know, a big school culture and all kinds of exciting events, you might want to think about a larger state school. But, you know, not all of us like that. I kind of like the smaller the smaller, slower paced atmosphere at Lindenwood. So, you know, it just depends on what you want as a student. You talk to people you care about, ask questions, talk to your advisors, talk to your teachers, ask them about their college experiences, and you'll be able to get a pretty good picture of what you want to do.
All right. This is actually adding on to, like, my last question I'm probably going to ask you. Mm-hmm. But what actually did you want to do before that you thought of teachers and anything?
Oh, well, interestingly enough, I was always interested in media. You know, I always, at Parkway North back 20 years ago, they had a little video editing suite. And anytime I could find an excuse to go in there and work on stuff, I would go in there and I would make videos for class. There were like two big VHS video mixers, so you would have a videotape in one that you were mixing from, and then you'd put the blank video in the other VCR, and there was like a setup in the middle, and it would spool and re-record stuff, and it was crazy, and I loved it. And so I would do that all the time. And then when I went to Lindenwood, that's what I majored in. I majored in communications, and I actually, my first year there, when I wasn't playing, I played on the JV my first year, so I wasn't good enough to play on the varsity. And for the varsity games, I would take the videos from the varsity games and make them into highlight reels that they would show to the team and it would be broadcast on campus. So that was the thing I was really interested in. And then later, sound mixing, you know, and like DJing, like the school dances for fun, I would DJ the dances at Hake. As a matter of fact, I did that like 3 weeks ago. I DJed the Valentine's Day dance at Hake. So this has always been kind of like my second passion. So if I ever, you know, end up leaving education for whatever reason, or even just for fun during summers, I like to do a lot of stuff with that. I actually made a lot of videos at Hake, you know, and a lot of students around here starred in and put them, they're actually still out on the websites and stuff. And I started doing that at Hake with the digital video mixing and editing on the video software there, which was a whole different level than what I was used to. So now I've got the stuff at home and do it, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
All right. So we forgot to ask you this before we went on our first break, but what is your favorite type of music so we can actually find a song
for you? Oh, favorite type of music. I like everything. I'm not at all a music snob. I like all kinds of music. all kinds of artists. I've kind of gotten to that age where it's harder for me to keep up with what's hot. So earlier today, Ms. Elkins and I, the Office of Professional Works in my office, my partner, she and I went to Ms. Palmer's class, Ms. Palmer, who teaches Spanish, and they taught us how to do the nene for the glow dance. So I'm gonna try not to embarrass myself, but fortunately the lights will be low and I won't end up on YouTube because you won't be able to make out the video. But I think probably what I listen to most is hip hop. You know, that kind of defines my generation. People my age are like really, you know, hip hop was kind of our thing, but I kind of listen to more of the jazz hop segment of it, which is, you know, artists like Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul, you know, the early Busta Rhymes stuff, Leaders of the New School. That's kind of my, you know, playlist right there. So it's a little bit older stuff, but, you know, that's what I listen to.
All right. DJ Marky Mark, you find a song for it or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I've got the iPod. If you need some De La Soul, I've got it right here. Whatever you need. Oh, okay. I'll take that, Lil Buster.
All right.
Love that.
Before I actually start up again, we're actually here with Mr. Ewing. It's DJ Mr. E.
Yep, there it is. Mr. E in the building.
And DJ Blubby Blub. And I forgot to do this before we actually went off the air. I had a little break right there. Because this is still KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, broadcasting live from Rittner High School. So, getting back to our questions. You are one of the most relaxed people here at the high school. Like, you make all the other students feel comfortable because we see you and you're always relaxed.
Yeah, I don't get too riled up about much, you know. I don't get riled up about much. You know, nothing new happens under the sun. I mean, there's nothing that's going to happen during the course of a school day that hasn't happened or won't happen again. So, you know, just keep your composure, stay relaxed, deal with it. You know, help people learn from their mistakes. We don't have to overreact. And then we just move on. Typically getting all emotional about a situation really doesn't make things better. So, you know, in the event that it does, there are other people who can fill in for me on that.
You've grown a lot since you started at Rittner. How much do you think you've gotten better at your job?
I had an assistant principal I talked to years ago, and he was just calling about something random, and we talked for a few minutes, and we started talking about how long he'd been doing his work. I think he actually worked at my old middle school, Parkway Northeast. It was Parkway East back then. And I was asked him how long he'd been in the job. He said 4 years. And I asked him, how long did it take before things started to slow down for you? Because I was really struggling my first 3 years. There was so much happening all the time that I was struggling just to get things done. You know, there's just so much happening. And he said it took about 4 years. And so by the end of my seventh year, I think one of the reasons it was good for me to make a move was that things had gotten so easy that it was almost like I wasn't growing, you know. Dealing with the situations with the school, with the kids, and supporting the parents, and helping kids access resources. You know, all of those things, after you do them for a while, you know, you just kind of get into a rhythm. What has been challenging at the high school is getting to know all the people that I didn't know already. One of my fears was I'd come here and I'd already know half the students because they came through Hague, and I wouldn't know any of the teachers. And that ended up being a challenge for me. And I'm still trying to get to know everyone. Whereas at Hake, you know, if I heard a teacher's name, I'd know exactly who they were, what they do, what their habits were, you know, strengths and weaknesses. And here it's all a mystery. So I'm kind of learning as I go, and people are getting used to me. They don't know me. You know, they only know what they've heard, good, bad, or indifferent. And so, you know, getting back into that learning process really stretches any of us, but stretching me in the situation is helping me grow. So I'm grateful for that.
All right. Well, I just thought of a random question when you said you used to work at Parkway. How was it different over there than it is over here?
I was just a student there. I was a student there.
Yeah, being a student, I mean, I'm adding on to the question. Sorry for interrupting.
No.
Being a student there, how is it actually being? How do you feel actually being on the other side of being over the student instead of being a student, actually?
Well, I mean, really, the schools are not a whole, there's not a whole lot of difference. I mean, people talk about all the time that there, you know, differences between schools. You know, teenagers are teenagers, period. You know, there's not that much difference. I mean, there's kind of, there are cultural differences. Ritner just has so many different cultural influences. I mean, there's like something like between 19 and 22 different languages spoken in our district. There are kids from all over. When you drive through the neighborhoods, I mean, even the houses, you can be at one house that looks like a mansion, and then the very next house looks like a hut. I mean, literally, there's a house, you know, there's a house that's like under the ground, you know. I mean, there's so much diversity in Ritner, racial diversity, economic diversity, cultural diversity. So we are really unique as a school and as a district for the amount of different things that you can see when you drive through this area, you know. And it's something special that we should cherish. But as far as kids doing what kids do, I mean, there's no difference. Me and my friends did all the exact same stuff the kids here do, you know, good and bad. And, you know, at the end of the day, all kids are kids. They want to grow. They want to get better. And they're also going to have fun and do dumb things. You know, that's the teenage condition. So, but me as an adult, you know, I am glad to be past that stage in my life, never to ever, ever, ever go back. And I just enjoy every day coming in and helping the students here, you know, find out who they are and get a grasp of where they want to go and what they want to do. And it's also preparing me for my own two kids, because my oldest is 10. So he will be in middle school with kids who are currently in middle school. They'll be eighth graders and he'll be a sixth grader. But, you know, it's not far away being the parent of a teenager. So that's a little scary, but I think I've had plenty of preparation.
All right. So, what is your favorite part of every school year?
Oh, you know, people ask me that, and they look at me weird when I give them the answer. My favorite part of the school year is the first half. Like, the fresh anticipation, the excitement about the school year. Football is my favorite sport, so football season starting. Like, the best part of the school year is the beginning of the year up to winter break. Love that part. And you come back and it's like cold and you're tired. It's the third quarter, it's hard. And then by the time that passes, you can't wait for spring. You can't wait for the weather to actually get warm. And by the time it's consistently warm, the school year is over, you know. So I love the first half of the year.
All right, we're getting into some of those like four question, five question warning right there. But no, what is something we actually don't know about DJ Mr. E?
Oh, he stole the one I was going to. I was going to say that folks probably didn't know that I was in the media. I was into music mixing and video mixing. Although I guess a lot of people do know that. I don't know. I'm kind of open. You know, there's not a lot that I'm not willing to share about myself. So I don't know that I could say anything that's all that surprising. I don't know. I don't even have anything. It's a tough one.
Well, something I didn't know about you is that you were on the football team and stuff.
I'm kind of a skinny guy. I probably should have run track. I also was recruited to run track at Lindenwood, and, you know, I ended up going further with football. It probably should have been the other way around, because I ended up getting injured a bunch, and that kind of shortened my career in football. You know, could have stood to be a little bit bigger. But yeah, I played wide receiver and defensive back back in the 90s with some of the guys who were, like I said, who were coaching here. All my peers are like coaches now, you know, in different schools. So,
all right. So we're getting to the moment whenever I ask you a few questions that I ask everybody.
Ready. Got you.
All right. So what do you think of our new Media Convergence Center?
Oh, it's wonderful. This is wonderful. I brag about it all the time. Anytime I'm talking to people about Ritner, you know, one of the things I mentioned is our Media Convergence Center, dedicated homecoming weekend 2013. State-of-the-art, fabulous. It's you know, every school has something that they can brag about. You know, every school has something that they kind of point to and say, this is kind of us at our best. And what we do with Media Convergence is one of those things for Ritner High School. I'm really proud of it.
All right. Also, this is usually the last question, always.
All right.
Do you listen to KRHS?
You know, this is preset number one in the car. You know, you turn it on, turn it up. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I would love to have it live a little bit more, but you know, I can't have you all staying all day and all night. You got to get ready for school tomorrow, so I take the recordings. Hopefully I don't sound too stupid when this gets played.
All right. Yeah, that was it. But if you're ever in the car or anything, or on your radio in your office or anything, you can listen to all those radio shows and everything that we have after school and before school. I practically run the before school because no one likes getting up early.
Right, right. You might not catch me here that early. But I'm here late. I'm here late all the time.
I mean, I'm only here usually at 7:30 to do a show.
I'm still sleepwalking at 7:30. All right.
And DJ Marky, Mark, I don't know her full DJ name.
DJ Marky J.
Yeah, he's usually Marky here. You're usually here two times, like
yeah,
I
Wednesdays
am.
Wednesdays
and Fridays.
Marlon.
Yeah, and you can listen to a DJ Barry Tastic. He used to be one of my old co-hosts in first semester.
All right.
But yeah.
All right. Well, I'd love to get back in the studio with you guys. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, actually. This has been DJ Fluffy Fluff.
DJ Marky J.
DJ Mr. E, officially minted with a new DJ name.
And we're going to go ahead and get off right now.
DJ Marky J, you need to play some of that old school hip hop for me more time.
Let's have Hammer Time by MC Hammer.
Take me back to the 90s.